There is increasing demand in the U.S. for Mexican agave distillates like the Sonoran spirit Bacanora. But as production increases, so does concern about the plant's future and the migratory animals that feed on them. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports.
Valeria Cañedo dumps dried bug bodies out of a white plastic bucket. There's a ton, she tells Juan Coronado. Their efforts to trap the little pests known as picudos are working. Also called agave snout weevils, they destroy the heart of the plant. Cañedo is working with the Coronado family as part of a new program called Fobades. It offers Bacanora producers a special label on their bottles for implementing conservation practices.
Our main focus is to guide the Bacanora production to a sustainability path.
Bacanora has a long, tumultuous history in Sonora, where it was banned for 77 years.
Pero durante esos 77 años, mi bisabuelo seguía haciendo el Bacanora.
Like many others, Coronado's family never stopped making the spirit, despite the risk of being jailed or even killed if caught. His great-grandfather and later his uncles trekked into the surrounding mountains to harvest wild agave and cook the spirit in makeshift stills hidden among mesquite trees.
Obviamente iniciamos con agaves del monte.
Then in 1992, Bacanora was legalized. And a few years ago, his family started planting agave fields on their small ranch outside of the little town of Matepe.
La Rama Blanca.
Coronado and Cañedo walk down long rows of the spiny green succulents. Here and there, huge flowering stalks tower above the desert.
Ahorita nosotros apenas tenemos 3-4 hectáreas, pero... con mucho cariño, ¿no?
The Coronados have fewer than 10 acres planted so far, but this move away from using wild plants is important. The inability to plant agave fields during Prohibition led to overharvesting, along with climate change and habitat loss that wiped out much of the state's supply.
There was no food for pollinators. There was no plant for propagation and reforestation. There was no responsibility at all with that production.
Already working on agave reforestation, Cañedo's conservation collective realized that teaming up with Bacanora producers would be a win-win, both securing raw material to make the spirit and providing fuel for pollinators like the lesser long-nosed bat.
It's a migratory species that depends on the agave plants to survive.
The tiny bats fly hundreds of miles each year from central Mexico to maternity caves in the Arizona-Sonora borderlands where they feed on agave flowers and pollinate the plants. But because agaves flower only once in their lifetime, there's also tension between bats and Bacanora, which requires agaves to be harvested before shooting up their flowering stalks.
So what we're doing here is leaving these plants to bloom.
Cañedo explains that Bacanora producers working with Fobades have to leave about 1% of their agave fields to flower for bats, along with other conservation measures like limiting pesticides and growing plants from seeds instead of pups or clones that limit genetic diversity. In return, they receive training, wildlife monitoring, help controlling pests like the agave snout weevils, and
we are designing a certification for sustainable Bacanora.
Brands working with Fobades will have their bottles stamped with a sustainability label that could increase their value by as much as 15%, according to a recent survey. That label will be administered through the Sonoran Bacanora Regulatory Council, a government agency which has officially backed the project, giving it added legitimacy.
Es algo de presumir al mundo.
Fernando Aguayo heads the regulatory council. He says Bacanora is something Sonora can show off to the world, but only if it's produced responsibly. Similar efforts have been met with resistance in the already well-established tequila industry, but he says it's been easier to get burgeoning Bacanora producers on board.
Es fácil llegar a ellos. Es fácil concientizarlos.
He says it's simple. Without agave, there's no Bacanora. The industry's future depends on protecting both plants and the bats that pollinate them. At the Coronado's ranch in Matepe, Cañedo says she sees Fobades as an integral part of preserving an important Sonoran legacy.
We're not trying to change the way how it has been made. We're trying to support it, and we're trying to make their future better.
Leaving agave to flower does mean losing out on some Bacanora, but Juan Coronado says the benefits more than offset the costs.
Y se veía un montón de murciélagos así. Y es como que, órale, entonces...
Watching bats swirl around the yellow-flowered stalks at night, he knows they're on the right path. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.